pals o' mine. I'm Julie Parker, and this is Conversation Accessories. A couple of days ago, while walking Mendocino Headlands State Park, a brightly, creatively painted old school bus parked along the road triggered my curiosity. Signage on its sides indicated its social media presence on Instagram and Facebook by the name of Coffee Mafia. Guitar music emanated from inside, indicating someone was home, so I quietly tapped on a window and asked if he would be open to talk about his journey. Steve, his name, agreed, so we stood off a few yards near a short trailhead, which offered a beautiful view of a cove below.
Did you go on trips when you were a kid, like the family?
Yeah. We went on a few trips here and there.
What part of the country do you hail from?
I was born in New Jersey.
And now you're out in California.
Yep, California.
Beautiful North Coast.
Yeah, I like it here.
So did you go a lot of family trips, or was it mostly just local? I mean, any long hauls?
Yeah, I went on a cruise when I was a kid.
Where?
In the Caribbean Islands.
How old were you?
I don't even know.
Like grade school, high school?
Grade school, yeah. We took family vacations, locally. We used to have a boat, so we'd be on the boat every weekend and stuff like that.
Where?
In New Jersey, yeah.
Not the New Jersey Shore.
The New Jersey Shore. Not really like the TV show, but yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it's nothing like that.
You had a real life. So your parents, kind of local, small town family, and that's why they like to hit the road and get out of Dodge once in a while?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
Somehow you pick up the bug, not necessarily when you're younger, but later you kind of realize, you know, there's got to be something more out there. I've heard about it. I've seen pictures.
Yeah, for sure. That's pretty much why I started traveling. It's just there's a lot more out there than one little town, you know. I see a lot of people grow up in the same town and just stay there forever. It's kind of heartbreaking.
It is. So you have this school bus that's vibrantly painted.
Yep.
Fun.
Yep.
That looks like your handprint you have on the side there.
Oh, yeah, it's a bunch of different handprints. There's a few on there.
From other people besides you, or just...
Yeah, whoever was painting the bus at the time.
Leaving their mark. Marking their territory.
Yeah. The paint changes all the time, so...
Like life.
Yeah.
So where did you get the bus originally? How did you obtain it?
I bought it off of Craigslist. South of Sacramento, I think. Yeah.
What kind of shape was it in?
It was pretty nice. It's about the same shape, just all yellow, you know, like a regular school bus.
But the seats were decent? I mean,
yeah,
they weren't shredded or
no.
Sliced up with knives?
No.
Which happens a lot?
No, the seats were there, just the bottom parts weren't there.
Oh, there's no bottom. Okay.
So it's just like a frame, metal frame.
Do you remember what you got it for?
Maybe $2,000 or something.
So pretty cheap.
Yeah, it was pretty cheap. Cheaper than my old vehicle.
Which was?
And much bigger. It was a van.
So you grew up. Yeah. The van grew up.
Yeah, pretty much.
How many miles did you put on the van?
I have no idea. I don't really.
Remember how many states you
could? Probably been across the country and back 4 times in the van.
Do you have any favorite routes?
You'd
like to return?
Depending
to?
On the time of year, I like the South because the South is really nice. The southern hospitality, and you can go there in the wintertime, so that's cool.
You need a warm up?
Yeah, the northern route in the winter is pretty cold. So. And it's snowy sometimes, so it's kind of hard to travel in the snow a lot.
Any particular spots, cities, towns, villages in the South that really that you connect with for whatever reason?
Just really all of the South. It's mostly the small towns. You know, the bigger cities, there's still a lot of nice people, but it's mostly the small southern towns, just random towns in the middle of nowhere, you know.
The big cities have a lot of outside people, not just southern.
Yeah, the smaller towns just tend to be locals, you know. Nothing really that sticks out in my mind, just all the small towns. Everywhere I go, I find something fun to do and cool people.
But no particular spot where I have to come back here or...
Maybe
not necessarily the town, but maybe a coffee house or a bar. Or...
Yeah, I really like Tokadee Hot Springs in Oregon. It's not really the South, but it's one of my favorite places.
So where in Oregon is that?
It's like Southern Oregon, it's like north of Klamath.
you like the South. Southern Oregon, yeah, South Carolina.
Right, yeah.
So what is it about that hot springs? There's a few of them out here.
You don't have to pay for one.
Free is good.
It's free, and it's all natural. It's on the side of a mountain. There's a river below, and just all the people that usually go there are really cool. So.
Now, you probably share stories with fellow travelers.
Yeah, sometimes.
Share tips, where to go, where not to?
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Yeah, my friends were just in Tennessee, and they pulled into a Walmart. They have another bus, too. They do a free food rainbow kitchen, same as me. And they pulled into Walmart and got surrounded by all the local police, and they were just being harassed. And they basically escorted them out of the town. And some other friends of mine, too, have another bus. They do a rainbow kitchen, too, and they got escorted out by, like, 8 cop cars.
8?
Yeah, in Tennessee.
What were they expecting that they needed 8?
I don't know. It was only 6 people, you know, and I don't know. Sometimes people see hippies or whatever you want to call them, you know, and they just don't like it. You know?
But how often do you hear of a violent hippie?
Never really.
That requires 8 cop cars. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
Yeah, not that often. And the people that they're, like, harassing, like, we feed a lot of homeless all across the country, you know, like thousands and thousands of homeless people. You know. Every major city we feed the homeless. You know, you don't have to be homeless, just hungry. You know. We still feed you.
Well, let's talk about that. You're the coffee mafia.
Yeah, coffee mafia.
But you cook meals as well?
Yeah, we definitely cook a lot of meals. But it's a rainbow kitchen. It's a rainbow thing we do. We build a coffee camp in the woods and 24/7 free coffee if you're there, you know. But yeah, while we're traveling, you know, in between national forests, we'll feed homeless or just hungry people all around the country. So.
And for my listeners, you want to explain what the Rainbow?
Rainbow is like a community of traveling folk that usually live in the national forest. And national forest it's our land. We're allowed to use it. They do restrict us to 2 weeks at a time, and you have to move a certain amount of miles, but usually it's just traveling folk that meet up in the National Forest. It's like going camping with a few hundred of your best friends.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And we'll build a kitchen in the woods, and we'll make coffee. There's food camps that will just do mostly food, but we're primarily geared towards coffee. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. We build a community in the woods, and we stay our time, and then we travel to the next national forest.
Is it just random when you come across somebody, or is there kind of a network? Get your heads up.
It's a network. It's a community. You know, it's a large community of traveling people that just are looking for something other than what society has to offer. You know.
But I mean, when I say network, I mean, like, say you're going to XYZ Park, right, and you want to hook up with somebody. How do you find out if somebody happens to be in that park during that time frame?
It's just word of mouth, really. Yeah, I guess just word of mouth. If you're on the rainbow circuit, you know, there's a rainbow gathering going on in Colorado coming up in the next week or two. So you just kind of show up in Colorado. There's not many national forests, you know, so you can kind of pick one and hope you'll see some other rainbow family and they'll tell you where to go or something like that, you know.
So it's specific to national forests, not national parks.
Yeah, no, national forests because it's our land. It's free. You can go camp there for 14 days for free in any national forest.
But I interviewed a woman who's disabled, and she would do the same thing, the 2 weeks, and then just relocate to another spot.
Yeah, people do it on BLM land too, but you have 300 people that show up that have been traveling on the road for months or whatever. You know, we'll tap into natural water springs in the mountains, and that's why we pick national forests a lot. They usually have a lot of water springs. And it's free. It's open land. You know, you can almost do whatever you want. You know, you can't really build a permanent structure.
Right.
But you can build temporary structure and camp out.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be a park.
Right. Yeah. It all depends. There's people out there looking for spots. You know, they call it scouting. And they're looking for the perfect spot to have a gathering at, you know, and it might need to include water close by. We do have water line. We'll run water line for a couple miles if we have to, but usually, ideally, you want to have a water spring close by. You want to have parking for people's cars and buses. And usually there's an open meadow. People will come down during dinner hour, which is usually 6, and everybody gathers together in a main meadow, you know, and all the kitchens that are there that built a camp and are cooking food will bring all the food down. Everybody eats together. There's a lot of things you gotta look for, I guess, if you're trying to find a spot, but usually in the national forest, there's always spots like that. So
which forests have you not visited yet?
I've not visited? I don't know, there's so many national forests out there. I don't really know the ones I haven't been to.
Well, there must be some on your radar that you kind of...
I've been doing it a few years. Like, we just went to Vermont up in White Mountains National Forest, and a lot of people have been wanting to go there for years. And so somebody finally found a good spot out there. So that's where we were for our national gathering. Some states don't really have much of a national forest either.
Which is sad.
Yeah. And like Alabama, for instance, the government sells all the national forests off to hunting clubs and logging companies. So to actually find a real part of the national forest that's free for you to use is kind of difficult.
Alabama has a lot of issues.
Yeah. They're not the only state. A lot of states do it. But
you're in Northern California.
Yeah.
This is God's country, as my grandfather used to say.
Yeah,
he used to write to me when I lived in Southern California, and his return address would always say God's country.
Right.
I love the Redwoods. That is my favorite place to be.
Same here. I really love the Redwoods. I love Mendocino. I love the coast and the ocean.
The coast here has some personality.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Southern California does not.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just flat.
Right.
Kind of, it's okay, lukewarm.
So
how long are you here in Mendocino for? This particular trip?
I don't know. I have a bunch of friends that live around here, so who knows?
Just taking your time visiting?
Couple months or something, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Were you here for the 4th of July parade?
No, I was in Vermont. Yeah. Every year, the national gathering's over the 4th of July weekend, or 4th of July week, 1st to the 7th.
And I'm guessing in a different location?
Yeah, it changes states every year. This year was Vermont, last year was South Dakota, the year before that. Utah, I think. Before that was Montana. Can't really remember all the states. I get around. I'm everywhere, so it's hard to keep track.
I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of where I've been. So,
how do you make your gas money and engine repair when they comes up?
We're donation based, you know. So everything's donation based. We needed brakes, and this was maybe a couple months ago. We need brakes, so we need brakes real big on the side of the bus, you know, and people that were interested would come up, see what we're all about, we'd tell them, and if they wanted to help us out, they did. If not, we just went on their way. We got up enough money to get brakes, so we got new brakes on it. It's a pretty good running bus so far, so I really haven't had much issues with mechanical.
How about ongoing, like, gas? Do you put little signs saying we need gas money?
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of times...
And food, you supply coffee for the homeless and those who need it.
Yeah, it's all donation, you know. So food banks are another thing. We give food banks.
You ever do some busking? You were playing guitar when I walked up.
Yeah, I busk a lot. Sometimes we'll bus to get money. Sometimes we'll feed people and the word spreads, you know. Or just people will come up and see us, like at a Walmart or something, be curious, and we'll tell them. And then they'll tell their friends, and their friends will tell them. You know.
Now, do you have any mementos from some of your visits? Sometimes I really love this place. There's a little rock or a stone for the energy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have all kinds of crystals and rocks in there that I find all over the country. I do a lot of mining, too, so quartz in Arkansas and stuff like that. So. Yeah, I have all kinds of little mementos, I guess you could say.
You sell some of them? You could probably get some nice pieces.
Not really.
It's just for you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, especially if you're at a rainbow gathering, there's no money either. So I do a lot of trades. Pretty much anything you need, you can usually find at a gathering, you know.
You're like a mobile Burning Man.
Kind of. Yeah, kind of something like that. Burning Man's a little different. Burning Man, they practice radical self-reliance.
Well, I was thinking more of the trade, that people bring things to exchange and gift each other.
Yeah, Burning Man's more of a gifting economy. Rainbow is more of a trading. People do gift things a lot, but, I mean, all the food is free. You know, everything there is free, you know.
Have you ever been interested in attending Burning Man, or have you?
Yeah, I do. I go there every year, usually.
This year?
Yeah, I'm going this year. Yeah, that's why I'm here. A few friends of mine that live here do a camp, so just waiting. We'll load up all the gear and head out in a couple of weeks, maybe a week or so, week or two.
Any places that you feel should be more welcoming, but they are not? Like Walmart, when you were telling me, I was kind of surprised, considering they have no problem with RVs, but I guess you are a different...
Yeah, if you look, if you have a painted up school bus, you're not. They don't really like it sometimes, which is a shame because we sleep there a lot. You know, if we're traveling and been driving for hours, and you know, there's always a Walmart somewhere, and most of them you're supposed to be allowed to sleep in overnight. You know, if you're traveling, Arizona really doesn't like hippies at all.
At all, just right across the board.
Yeah, they really don't. Arizona, I wish would probably be a little more welcoming because it's a beautiful state.
It is. I'm going up there end of September.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool. I'll check out the Red Rocks, Sedona, and the vortexes.
I like going to the Gem Show, but last year I was there and I got harassed by the cops. So I don't know if I really want to go back or not. But we'll see.
So when they harass you, what kind of questions do they ask?
First thing they ask is, where's the drugs? Yeah.
Well, if I had any, would I tell you?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like that. We don't really do drugs, and Rainbow's pretty much against drinking, so like I don't really drink that much. We're traveling feeding homeless people, you know, it's like our main mission. And yeah, they instantly think, where's the drugs? And they want to search the bus. You know? That's what they did in Arizona. They bring, I don't know, 12 cop cars with maybe 15 or 20 cops, and they bring a dog, and they took the dog around the bus and said the dog scratched on the bus, so they wanted to search the bus, and they did. I told them they weren't allowed because it's my home and you need a warrant, and they did anyway. They didn't find nothing, but they searched my bus for 5 hours, ripping everything apart, everybody's gear. I had maybe 13 people with me at the time, all through their personal backpacks and their gear and everything. So I don't really like Arizona too much anymore.
Shut that book hard.
Yeah, definitely. I think that was maybe their intention. But we'll see. Maybe I'll go back this year, who knows, or next year for the Gem Show. I like gems and shiny rocks, so I'll probably end up going. It's weird, too, because, you know, a lot of the Forest Service comes through. So they all know us. You know, the government has a task force for Rainbow Family.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, they have a budget for that, you know, and they pay them guys.
So what do they do, this task force?
They come to the gatherings mostly to harass us and give us tickets. They'll give you a ticket for your car not being off the road. They'll tow your car. They'll write you a ticket. A lot of travelers have dogs. You know, it's their companion, and they'll give you a ticket for not having your dog on leash. They try to do anything they can possibly do to make money, you know, one way or another. Basically, I guess just bring a presence. They don't really do much. They drive up and down the road.
Do you have a history of causing problems that they need to do that?
No, not at all. Not at all. Most of the Rainbow, you know, is all about feeding hungry people. It's about praying for world peace.
Well, I guess there is a faction of road warriors, if you will, that sometimes just trash places, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a contingent of the...
I'm not going to deny that one bit, but who doesn't say the high-paid lawyer that's driving down the road in his car doesn't throw trash out his window either, you know, so...
I'm just playing devil's advocate. Like, why would they form this task force unless they... I'm trying to think of what problems they would foresee happening. That's the only thing I can think of.
You know, it's a lot of traveling free folk that don't pay taxes and live a free life, you know. Or, I don't know
how
deep you want to get into it, but, you know, the government doesn't like that.
Well, I've gone backpacking where other hikers or campers have just left a mess. Mm. You know, just simple. Like, pick up your goddamn garbage and put it in the can or take it with you. It's not that challenging.
It's mostly the locals. Like, we pick up garbage everywhere we go, especially when we come to a national forest. We're everywhere in that national forest, you know, or at least that area of the forest, you know. And we find beer cans, like thousands of beer cans in some forests. You wouldn't believe.
Actually, I would, sadly.
And we found a place in Alabama we camped at, and... there had been previous hunters that come out there, and all these little green propane tanks, thousands, just thousands. Some of them, you know, have been 10 years old where they've been just throwing them off into the woods over the hill. And yeah, we cleaned up, I don't even know how many trash bags, 20-something trash bags, big, heavy-duty trash bags full of all these propane cans.
That's disgusting.
And, yeah, it's terrible. And all the spots in the National Forest that we go to are the most beautiful parts of the country you'll ever see, you know, so we pick up a lot of garbage. But I don't really know why the government would have a task force. They used to say, I don't know if it's still true or rumor, but they used to, it's the Rainbow Family, you know, is number 3 or 2 on the terrorist watch list. I'm pretty sure it's true.
Oh, wow.
Anybody that, you know, it's not necessarily like we're going against the government, but if they feel that, you know.
But terrorists? You know. I mean, come on,
yeah,
terrorists?
Yeah, for sure. We're on the watch
list. Who's been smoking what?
Right. Yeah, so.
I'm pissed off at these people that are doing graffiti in the parks.
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
Yeah, for sure.
No concept, clueless.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And you can't just clean that off. I mean, that's...
No, it takes time, effort, it takes money.
Well, do you have any practical tips to give somebody who'd like to hit the road with their own bus or maybe even just a van?
You know, it depends on what kind of traveling you're doing, you know, if you're by yourself, if you got a bunch of people. I'd say mostly keep a good open mind of other travelers that you're going to meet on the road and, you know, don't judge a book by its cover because... You know, some people that have been traveling ride a lot of trains and stuff like that. They're dirty. They're, you know, you might see them one day and they're drunk. But, you know, if you get to know some of these people, they're really awesome, good-hearted people, you know. So I just say keep an open mind, really, is probably the biggest tip I can think of.
Do you have, like, a mantra for being on the road and living this life?
I don't know. I always try to say don't think about where you're going. Just remember where you've been.
Police harassment on Rainbow Family has become so intense that the governor of Vermont, Peter Shumlin, actually asked federal law enforcement not to harass or hassle anyone at Rainbow's gathering in Mount Tabor's National Forest last month. Do something different. Take a mini road trip of your immediate Tri-County area. Visit those places you've always meant to check out.